This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
It's no secret a lot of people are unhappy with the results of the election. And while we've all heard the old trope about people moving to Canada if they don't like who won, this next story takes that to a whole nother level. As of today, petitions have been filed from people in all 50 states looking to secede from the union. Some of those petitions have tens of thousands of signatures. So setting aside for just a minute, you know, reality, we wondered what secession might look like economically. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith has that story.
What's so great about Uncle Sam anyway? He's always telling states what to do. He takes trillions of dollars in taxes away every year. What has he done for us lately?
Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, food stamp benefits.
Economist Jared Bernstein says for most states, the value of those benefits outweighs what they hand over in taxes. But there are states that give more than they get, like New York and Colorado. Should they secede?
The answer is no, because we have such an interdependent system.
Think highways, disaster aid, the military. Expensive things for a would-be loner state. Wharton economist Kent Smetters says staying together is a better deal for all involved. Still,
one state could potentially pull it off.
That would be?
That would be Texas. Texas actually has its own electric grid. It's big enough that they could easily have their own money supply. They have a Gulf that they could ship from.
But what about Uncle Sam? Would his bottom line get a boost if he got rid of a nephew or two?
The state of Illinois is basically our Greece.
Smetters says Illinois' pension situation could require a federal bailout down the road. But today's basket case could be tomorrow's bread basket. Bread is in money, says Ernest Iztook, a fellow at the Heritage Foundation.
States that were prosperous at one time may not be as prosperous now. And the reverse is also true.
You never know where the next Silicon Valley or shale deposit might be. Better to keep the family together. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.